We are back with another episode. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. We left with some height last week. It was high. It was amazing. You know, something shifted. So I felt like there was just like something shifting in your heart the moment God was speaking to you and saying some stuff about fear and love, because we've got to know that the enemy wants to use fear to cause us to lose out on what could be the best life ever. Oh my goodness. When I found this out, I stopped allowing myself to be tricked by that devil and stopped allowing myself to push me away from what could be the best thing in my life. No matter what happens, no matter what happens in life, you are able to have the best life. You are able to have the best marriage, the best family. No matter what happened, you just got to know that fear and love doesn't work together. So even if they gave you a whole reason to imagine that, you know, this person could do the same thing again, what they did before, you can override that thought with love. We're talking about fear and love. It's the love month. It's February. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Pastor Kim, and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject. All right, so our scripture that we're looking at is from 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. It says, "There is no fear in love, for perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment. And he that fears does not have perfect love." And I'm paraphrasing there. So last week we left off at how does fear work. So fear works through intimidation, and fear causes you to imagine the worst things that could happen. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, you want to go back and listen to it now so you can catch up on where we are. But we're moving forward to talk about how does love work. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and we're going to look at verse number 4 down to verse 8. It says, "Love is patient and love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away." Love never ends. All right, so that's how love works. Here's another way in which love works. Love works only when you make a decision to love. So it's not a feeling that you feel when you feel the feeling that you've never felt before, though a feeling is involved or feelings are involved, but love really is a decision. If you make a decision to love someone, you can love them beyond their mistakes, if it is that you have made a decision. But if you have no integrity to self, if you have no integrity to self in terms of you say you're going to do this, or you say you do that, or you say you love this person, but something happens and you change your mind. Though our minds can be changed, and I'm not saying that things don't happen that should change our minds, but what I am saying is that because love never ends, though you may not have the same relationship with the person, doesn't mean that you're going to just go on over and hate them. Because then if you had made a decision to love in the first place, then love never ends and it should remain. But you can love them from a distance, that's true. But in the context of marriage, in the context of relationship, not dealing with infidelity and all the big stuff that really breaks up marriages, and you know, those cannot be denied, but that's not the conversation we're having today. I'm talking about the small things. For example, maybe it is that your spouse or your friend would have hurt you before, and they did something that you ended up forgiving them for, but now you're in the relationship with them and it's going good, but every now and then something reminds you, it triggers what you would have experienced before. And ultimately what begins to happen is fear is evoked in your heart and you start reacting out of that fear. I want to let you know something today, that you have a choice. You have a choice. You have the choice to either react out of fear or you have a choice to react out of love. But both of them don't work together. Both of them don't work together. The funny thing is because love is a spirit and fear is a spirit, it can go in and out, but you've got to hold on to love. You've got to hold on to love and reject fear. Because if fear causes you to imagine the worst thing that can happen, it means that you need to start flowing with the law of displacement in your mind and begin to replace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts. This is where your vision board, affirmations, and declarations come in very handy and important. What are you declaring over your relationship? What picture do you have in your mind of how you will look together when you grow old? So that when the storm comes, you would have already have in your mind what the end is going to look like, what the future looks like. And I want to get to that future of escaping on boats and sailing to exotic islands. And I want to be a grandma. And I don't want to be a grandma that is broken and bitter. I don't want to be that type. I want to be a happy grandma with grandpop, and I want my grandkids to come over and I want to spoil them, and I want to see grandpop playing with them, and not a grandpop that they're going to have to get used to and then deal with their original or biological grandpop. I want them to have it all. And for them that are not born yet, for them that are not here yet, they are in my spirit. And I want that. I desire deeply to have that. And so I will not allow fear, and you should not allow fear, to keep you from having the future that you desire. But if you don't have a future that you desire, because some of you are not clear on what you want for your marriage, you envision everything else except for the thing that matters. What are you saying about your relationship with your daughter, your son? How does that look in the future? I want so much harmony with my child that, you know, I want to be her best friend. Though I may not get to be, but that's my desire. I want to be mommy. I want her to always be able to lay down on my bosom. I want her to know how much I love her or him. I want him to know how much I love him, because there's a him I want to have. So I want them to know. And I deeply, this is so deep in my heart. And so I live from that place and I vision out of that place. And I want you to do that as well. I want you to do that as well. Put something before you and eject the fear, and insert the faith to love, because love works with faith. Have to have faith that it's going to be better and that it's going to get better. I mean, I have my notes, but I feel like encouraging you today to switch up your thought process. Put something before you that's going to change the way you think. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that so is he is present continuous tense. So as you are thinking, it is present continuous tense. It's not that you're thinking this and then tomorrow or next year or next decade is when it's going to manifest. It is manifesting now. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking the wrong thoughts? Are you entertaining fear as it relates to your relationship? Are you afraid that he may cheat on you or she may cheat on you or disrespect you? And are you having the reality that you are most focused on? I pray for you today. I pray for you today. What I want you to do is to start reading books, journaling, visioning, and begin to talk to your spouse about the future and what we're working towards and what we want it to look like. And then wrap your life around your faith. Wrap your life around your faith. And then move towards that goal. Here's a transformational step. Write down 3 big goals for your marriage for this year. And then for each goal, write 3 plans. How are you going to execute the goal? How are you going to arrive at the goal? And then put a time limit on when each plan is going to be put in action and when the goal is going to become a reality. Do this and then send me an email that you did it at kimola@kimolabrownlow.com, and I'll pray for you and I'll communicate with you and we'll go on a journey together. Let's do it together. My name is Pastor Kim and this is Transforming Lives, where transformation is the subject.